93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
542 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's a personal favorite event of mine, but that's only because it involves probably only one of the greatest foods known on this or any other planet. I'm talking, of course, about bacon, and the annual Bacon Fest is happening in Monmouth this weekend. For the first time on a sort of a new time of year, if you will, a new date, a new day of the week even, and we're going to talk about that with two of the people helping make Bacon Fest happen, Amy Patterson with the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce and Michelle Rayburn with Smithfield Foods. They're on the committee helping put this whole thing together. Ladies, thanks to both of you for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Amy, how are things at the Chamber otherwise these days?
Well, we're pretty much focused on Bacon Fest and making sure all the little details are done and everyone's informed. Our volunteers, we've got people lining up to volunteer. So
there you go. You do have a big meeting, though, coming up. The Chamber does, right?
Yes. Yeah. State of the City address for October.
Very good. That's always kind of a big deal. So
it is.
It'll be coming up then, and we'll talk more about that when that happens. Michelle, how are things at Smithfield?
Awesome. Everything at Smithfield is great. We continue to grow and put out the best pork and bacon that you ever had.
Darn right you do. And some of the best pork and bacon you ever had really kind of makes this possible. I can't imagine having this thing without Smithfield's involvement, right?
That's right. Well, certainly we were started with an idea with some Smithfield people, and we love being part of the community and doing things like this.
And it's not just that you're involved in it. I mean, you're really involved in it. Smithfield gives a lot of bacon to this event, don't they?
Yes, we do. We donate bacon for all of the food vendors.
That's wonderful.
So that when people come out to Bacon Fest, everyone will have some type of food with bacon in it. So some type of bacon sampling, and we've got all kinds of really cool things that are going to be made this year for people to come and try.
And Amy, when you look for restaurants to make something with bacon, I can't imagine there would possibly be any that would say no, would there?
Saturday is hard. That's one of their busiest times. So we have had a little bit of a struggle getting food vendors, but we've got 12 food vendors
That's
slated
great.
For this year, so we're very excited with the lineup.
And we should say that this in past years has been held on a Friday and not long after the Maple City Cruise Night. You moved it this year with a purpose, right?
Yes, we wanted to include some of the schools like Knox and Monmouth College.
Uh-huh.
They're actually in session right now, so we moved
great.
It a little bit later in the year.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get anybody to do any studying on Saturday if they can smell bacon wafting into their windows, right?
That's true. That's true. We had a lot of people want to do it on Saturday because they felt from, like, you know, 5 to 9 on a Friday was hard for people who traveled from Quad Cities or Peoria, and they do travel from the Quad Cities and Peoria for bacon.
Yeah, they have the last couple of years for this, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yep.
What have people said to you in the past about Bacon Fest when they've attended, other than, of course, bacon is delicious?
I think most of the time we've got, like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
All of these bacon items, and, we have a great band and entertainment. The city stepped up and did this festival ordinance so that people aren't trapped by a beer garden. We have a kids' corner. So we really do try to make it a family-friendly event.
Yeah, a family-friendly event, but one that you're kind of hog-tying part of the downtown area to this. So you really kind of have to get the buy-in from them, whether they cook bacon or not, right?
That's true.
So how much bacon does Smithfield give, Michelle? Does it just depend on who participates every year?
It's about a quarter to a half ton.
Oh my gosh.
Of bacon. And all of the vendors who participate get a certain quantity free. We donate it. I think there's only a couple vendors this year that actually wanted to purchase more than what we donated. So,
well, that's a good problem.
That's a good problem to have. So we certainly donate a lot. We have some of our managers participate. We have a judging contest to see who, which restaurant makes the best bacon sampling. And so We have a couple judges that are going to participate from the plant this year, our general manager, Bruce Rundle, and our assistant general manager, Danny Connerly. And then we have Sean Stevens from the insurance agency in Monmouth. So those three are going to be our judges. So we will have a first place,
okay,
which we have every year. Obviously, the bacon eating contest, we are surely in charge of that. And we're hopeful to get some more people signed up. So everyone who participates in the bacon eating contest will receive, the winner will receive a year of free bacon.
Oh, be still my heart. Well, of course, if I eat all that bacon at once, be still my heart, literally, but that's another discussion for
We will also have a runner-up prize. We have a lot of things to share with the crowd to pass out during the bacon eating contest. It's always really fun to watch people stand up there and really try to get that much bacon down them in a short amount of time.
Yes. You know, it's probably a lot easier to watch, too, than like when I see the hot dog eating and other food contests on TV. I can't imagine it's too difficult to try to get people to consume large quantities of bacon and not look disgusting doing it.
Yes, there were a few stuffing it in their faces. I was looking at some pictures of last year, and I'm like, okay, nope, I'm not, nope.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a little graphic for
a little
Facebook.
Bit. Definitely got to be a little strategic when you do that, too, I'm sure.
Well, and so. OSF will have their health screening. So
oh, thank
you
God.
Can, yes.
There you go. So what restaurants are involved, Amy, and do we have any idea of some of the bacon-type goodness they'll be making yet?
All right. I'll give you the full gambit.
Okay.
Big Buck Barbecue, which is a veteran, will have tater grenades. They didn't give me a description, so you'll just have to imagine that.
Well, you've already sold me whatever's involved there.
County Market will have candied maple bacon pecans. We'll have some bacon fried rice by Cupcakes by Mai. Double D's Barbecue, another local barbecue and a veteran of Bacon Fest, will have bacon-wrapped loins, pork loins.
Mm-hmm.
Fairways doing barbecued bacon-wrapped loins as well, a bacon cheddar brat, and bacon-wrapped mushrooms.
That's great that they're just in the town and they're already getting involved in this. That's fantastic.
They have jumped in definitely with both feet.
Good for them.
Fields Barbecue, chocolate bacon on a stick, as well as some brat burger sliders.
Okay.
We'll have some chocolate chip cookies and cupcakes with bacon, flower pot, and full of grace are our two bakery people.
Mm-hmm.
Maple bacon chocolate chip cookies, and then there's maple bacon pecan pie, s'mores bacon cupcakes, double fudge bacon cupcakes. So imagine, cupcakes with lots of bacon.
That's be still my heart.
Italian Village will have their bacon and mozzarella bread, which is a great staple. Knox Pork Producers will have a bacon-wrapped pickle. And then we have Mashad Kitchen, which has a Shanghai Caraman deep-fried sandwich, which he described as a Filipino egg roll made with love.
Well, I would hope so.
So
that's fantastic.
It's actually something new this year, so we're excited about having some new vendors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great.
And then the last one I want to mention is Tri-County Cattlemen's Association.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Bacon meatballs and bacon sirloin kebabs.
There's not going to be like a standoff between the Knox County pork producers and them, is there?
I don't know.
The cattlemen are new this year, so we're thrilled to have them participate as well.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
We also have a lot of non-food vendors participating this year, so I think that we should kind of do a shout-out for
those. Yeah, please do.
We have U.S. Cellular coming, Acre Inc. We have Positively Charming, Pendant Creations. We actually have African Clothing this year
being very cool.
sold. We have Smithfield Swine Swag. The VFW will be there with Poppies. Tiffany Cole will be there with Country Financial.
Okay.
We are going to have the Special Olympics of Illinois, so we're always happy to have them participate. Tom Siegel for State's Attorney. Carl Sandburg College. Galesburg Wellness. Like Amy mentioned, OSF Holy Family. We're going to have Smithfield Swag. We will be selling T-shirts for those wanting to take home memorabilia from the 5th Annual Bacon Fest.
Very cool.
And Warren County Imagination Library is going to be there. And
wonderful.
They've really got some new things around town that are pretty cool for kids.
Yeah, that's fantastic. In addition to all the food, beverages, I imagine, are going to be found.
Yes. A group from First Christian Church will be selling water and soda.
Wonderful.
North and south end of the square.
Uh-huh.
And then our beer, or our alcoholic adult beverages, will be supplied by G&M Distributing, our De Novo Brewing, which is a local brewery here in Monmouth, mm-hmm. and then Knox County Brewing, which is kind of in between Galesburg and Monmouth, are also going to be there for some craft beers.
And of course, as if that were not enough, I know you have entertainment and some other things too, right?
Yes. Soulstorm, a band from the Quad Cities, will be coming down to play. They'll start right at 4. We'll break for the bacon eating contest, which will actually begin at 7 before it gets too dark.
I hate trying to eat bacon in the dark. It's just the worst.
And then when the bacon eating contest will come up, they'll play again till about 8:30, when that'll be last call out there.
All right. So everything starts pretty much, what, at 4 then on Saturday?
At 4. Okay. The square will be closed down at 12.
Okay.
And the Prairie Radio Communications will be broadcasting the Monmouth College football game on the square for people to listen to while they're setting up.
Very good. All right. So everything starts 4 o'clock pretty much in downtown, just along the square, and kind of sticks out from there, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. So come at 4 and come hungry. New this year, all of our food vendors will take their cash for their food themselves.
Okay, okay.
And then we just sell tickets for alcohol.
Okay,
it's $3 per ticket, and you will be able to use your credit card for alcohol ticket sales only.
Okay, very good.
And I would tell everybody, don't be afraid of just a little bit of rain. We have a huge tent with seats underneath, so we are going to try to have the event rain or shine.
The forecast now calls for partly sunny skies with a chance of rain on Saturday, but although I should, every time I say something like that and then I say, oh, it's not going to be a problem, it ends up raining anyway. So I'll just say I hope it stays dry for you on Saturday.
We do too. And also one other thing for everybody, please feel free to bring your lawn chairs.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And is there a place on the web? Is the Chamber's website have more information, Amy?
Yes.
Which
it'll have all the maps, and it's monmouthilchamber.com.
Monmouthilchamber.com, and we'll make sure we get that on the community events page of WGIL.com as well. Any other things about Bacon Fest going on this weekend?
No. Come on over and come hungry.
All right. I will do my... Coming hungry is not a problem for me. I assure you of that.
Bring the family.
All right. Fun. Absolutely. It's going to be a great time. It always is the past couple of years I've been there. That's for sure. Amy Patterson and Michelle Rayburn with Monmouth Bacon Fest. Thanks for coming in, and best wishes for another successful event this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.